USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pain at the pump rages on. Friday, the price for U.S. crude oil hit a 14-year high at just over $115 a barrel. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso blames it on the Biden administration's energy goals.
We have enough oil and gas in the ground here in America to provide for all of our own needs as well as to help our allies. With the Biden administration policy from day number one, killing the Keystone XL pipeline, blocking oil and gas exploration has led to record high prices at the pump for Americans and has funded Vladimir Putin's war machine.
Winter storms are set to bring ice, snow, and strong winds to parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan this weekend. Some areas may see more than a quarter inch of ice and 1 to 3 inches of snow. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
A February jobs report has the Biden administration smiling. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Folks are getting back to work in America. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Friday the total non-farm payroll employment rose by 678,000 in February, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.8%. Job growth was widespread, led by gains in leisure and hospitality, professional and business services, healthcare, and construction.
A judge is ordering FBI agents testifying in the trial of the men accused of wanting to kidnap Michigan's governor to use their real names. Prosecutors had urged the judge to allow them to use fake names in order to protect the agent's safety. The judge saying fairness demands the agents use their real identities during the trial. The trial is expected to begin March 8th and could last up to 5 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As Russia's ground advance slows down, their military continues to bomb civilian areas around Ukraine. Ukrainian parliament member Lysia Valienko appears on Fox News and says this is made worse by the types of bombs and missiles they're using.
They even use equipment and weapons prohibited by the Geneva Conventions because they cause extreme suffering, unnecessary suffering to the civilian population, but they use them, such as the vacuum bomb, which sucks the air out of the lungs of any human who is in the vicinity of that bomb.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis will sign a bill into law this summer that protects unborn babies after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
These are protections for babies that have heartbeats, that can feel pain, and this is very, very late.
A new study is suggesting a link between job satisfaction and trust in the government. The study found among over 400 participants across the United States that those who expressed a high level of trust in the government were likely to report feeling secure and committed to their job and wanting to help their coworkers. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa signed a bill Thursday banning biological males from women's sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.